Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, May 14th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. An update to this morning, shares of chipmaker Cerebras Systems surged nearly 70% in their Nasdaq debut, marking the year's largest IPO. The excitement reflects investor fervor over AI. Chip stocks have rallied in recent weeks, driving major stock indexes to new records. And it's likely just the beginning for big IPOs. AI giants OpenAI and Anthropic are both eyeing offerings in the second half of the year, and SpaceX, which recently acquired xAI, is planning a June debut. All three are expected to raise even more money than Cerebras in their IPOs. We exclusively report that security researchers say they discovered a new way of circumventing Apple's state-of-the-art security technology. Researchers with Calif, a Palo Alto-based security research company, say they found software issues in Apple's desktop operating system by using techniques from Anthropic's Mythos AI. macOS has historically been a tough target for hackers. Researchers say they were able to corrupt Mac's memory and gain access to parts of the device that should be inaccessible. Apple is reviewing the Calif report to validate its findings. The researchers plan to release details of their attack once Apple has patched the underlying issues. And Foxconn reported strong first-quarter results driven by AI hardware sales. The world's largest contract electronics maker saw a 19% net profit increase to more than $1.5 billion, roughly in line with market expectations, and a 29% revenue rise. Once best known as an iPhone assembler for Apple, Foxconn now earns significant revenue from AI servers for firms like NVIDIA. The company's new rotating CEO expects AI server demand to drive growth despite rising memory costs. Cloud and networking products, including AI servers, represented nearly half of revenue through March, while smartphones and other consumer electronics accounted for about one-third. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.